another epic episode of the Loftus Party Podcast. If this is your first one, wow, are you lucky. This one is fire. This one is high energy. This is me lying because I'm so tired because I got up early this morning. How's it going? How you doing over there, Liberty Gimlet? I want to check in with you right out of the gate.
I'm exhausted. It's not fair for you to be tired, too. I was expecting you to carry this thing this week.
And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Stacy can carry it this week. So this is not good planning.
We should not both be exhausted on the same day. That's bad.
We're like DMV employees.
There you go.
I got a call late in the afternoon yet. Well, not late in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock my time in Los Angeles from New York. I always pick up when it's a New York number. I'm an idiot. But it was Fox and Friends, and they're like, hey, just wanting to see if you were available tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. So I did that this morning, had an absolute blast. It's always fun. It's always fun.
Who was it? Jedediah and Pete Hegseth?
Pete Hegseth, Jedediah Bela, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
Jedediah, who's pregnant, by the way.
She is too?
Yeah.
Did Ainsley just have a baby or going to have a baby?
I don't know.
Cranking them out over there.
I did the show in the New York studio recently, and I don't think, oh my gosh, I don't think Ainsley better not be pregnant. She certainly didn't look pregnant. Nor does Jedediah. They frame her up very tight, right? Just chest high. And then when you finally pull back and reveal, like, whoa, she is going to have a baby indeed. So it was a lot of fun. We were talking about the Democratic debates. I thought that would be fun for us to talk about as well today.
It's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot of little subplots in there that we can dig down deep into it.
Hey, I'm just going to say this up front. If Trump does not live tweet them like he said he would, I am going to be so disappointed.
I didn't even know he said he was going to live tweet them. That would be fantastic.
He said something about it. And then I think he was on Hannity and Hannity asked him. So there's this report that you said you were going to live tweet the debates. It's like, yeah, I saw that report. That's not a bad idea. I may have to do that. I'm like, dude, if you don't, I am going to be so mad.
But it gives him such a spotlight. I know.
He's going to tweet and make them, if he does it, it's just genius. He's going to make the media cover him during a premier event for the Democrats just by tweeting. I think it's fantastic.
That's a very good point. Now, so you were planning on watching these debates anyway, yeah?
I have to do a live recap afterwards, so yeah.
Oof. For the LoftusParty.com, are they making you do that?
No, for KLRN with Rowdy Rick.
What?
Yeah, we do live roundtables on KLRN after all like major stuff. So every State of the Union, every Democrat Republican debate, we've always done it.
First I'm hearing of it.
Yep.
First I'm hearing of it.
We've always done it.
Okay, so here was my bit on Fox and Friends today about the Democrats. We'll get into that. And don't worry, we're also going to talk about the re-release of the Avengers. We're going to talk about so many holidays. We're going to talk about the summer solstice. We're going to talk about No Panty Day. We're going to talk about National Selfie Day. What's going on with Iran? There's a lot to talk about. There's a new sex drug for women that I think is hilarious. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She'll be good for a few minutes, a few wacky minutes.
That girl just doesn't know when to stop digging, I swear to God.
I had a joke about her this morning that I thought was pretty good, that there's 24 candidates, on the Democratic side that are taking part in these debates. That's more people than actually voted for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Right.
Ba-dum, boom. I thought that was a quality joke.
She has, I think, the last I saw, like a 27% approval rating in her own district. Like, her approval rating among the people who live in the district she represents is lower than Trump's nationwide, which I just think is hysterical.
She's from Queens, right? Isn't that her? Yeah. Well, she
I believe Nancy Pelosi once said a potted plant with a D on it could get elected in that district.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it did. It absolutely did.
It's too. And I have to think that the people who live in Queens and the people who live in that you know, part of New York, they've got to really be feeling those Amazon jobs. And that that'll become like Bigfoot. That'll be that, like, the legend of that will only grow. It'll turn into,
I know,
there was
100,000 jobs. Yeah.
It was 100,000 jobs that paid $1 million a year.
Yeah.
You only had to work for an hour. You got 50 weeks off a year. I mean, it's just going to be, they were the best jobs ever.
Did you see the Republican dude that's thinking about running against her for the seat?
Oh,
like chasing her at the parade. Oh my God. It was too funny. He tried to introduce himself and offered to debate her, right? And she literally ran away. It was hysterical.
Oh, man, that's great.
And, I mean, he's a young guy. He looks to be Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Spanish something. I mean, he's definitely, you know, a young minority male. Same sort of generation. I mean, they don't look that much different in age. But he literally, like, was... Nice as nice could be, introduced himself. I'm thinking about running for your seat as a Republican, and I'd love to debate you. And she just starts walking. He's like, hey, you know, Miss Cortez, da 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 da, and she's just gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet.
And then he tweeted about it, and her chief of staff had a meltdown. It was pretty epic.
That's great. You never know who's creeping up behind you. You never know who's creeping up behind you. I had lunch with this dude, Major Williams. And I don't want to mess anything up for the guy. His name is Major Williams. You can follow him on Instagram, Major for Mayor. Young dude who is running for mayor of Pasadena. And I'm going to call it right now. I had lunch with the new mayor of Pasadena.
My man.
Oh, this dude is on it. He is focused. He is friendly, personable, has great ideas. He's right there. He would be great for Pasadena.
Are you in Pasadena or are you in LA proper?
I'm in Studio City. City, which I think is governed by, you know, L.A. County. It's just ginormous. But, it's fun. I feel like, you know, there's always some hope, even in California politics.
Yeah.
There's good stuff cooking there. I don't want to lose the thread of this Democratic debate, though. I just want to tell everybody right now, I know Major Williams, and really good dude. So the Democratic debate, talking about it on Fox and Friends, he said casually, humble brag right there. It's going to be a race, and this is just my opinion. First of all, they're going to come after Biden. You have to. He's kind of the front runner. They're all, of course, going to like rail on Trump. They're going to rail on Trump, and then it's going to be a giant giveaway. My joke here is it'll be like a reverse auction, you know, just giving away as much stuff as you can. Who wants free college? Free college. Who wants free college? Hey, free healthcare, girl in the blue dress. If Trump was that horrible, if America was in such a bad place, if it was just so horrible in Trump's America, why would you have to give away all this free stuff? Why wouldn't it be enough just to say, listen, I can beat Donald Trump? Why do you have to throw in the free healthcare, the free college, the reparations, why do you have to give the but wait, there's more speech? Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, well, in my opinion, that's what I thought. It was a freaking great a great point. If it really was that bad, why do you have to give away all the free stuff? I don't think there's going to be any excitement. I don't think anybody's going to break out. I'll watch just to see what Beto O'Rourke does with his wacky arm and see if he can control himself.
Maybe they'll bring his wife out on stage to hold one of them down.
Oh yeah,
like she did during his announce.
Will he skateboard out there? No one really like. I don't really feel like. I don't know. It's very strange. Here's my other thoughts on it. Like, no one came out for Hillary Clinton. No one really. The base.
No, they kept those things so quiet.
Oh, I'm talking about in the presidential election.
Yeah, I just meant. But even like, if you think about the debates from last cycle, like they weren't. Like, if you weren't a political nerd, you didn't even know when they were on.
Oh yeah, they had them like on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. Like Friday night at 9 when everybody's out. You know, I mean. It was like, okay, are you at the club? Yeah. No, but I mean, this time it's like right smack in the middle of the week. Elizabeth Warren is at the kids' table, right? Yes. Because instead of doing it by, you know, their relative polling numbers, they did some totally Democratic process where we picked the names out of a hat. So here's what I
think they're trying to hide Elizabeth Warren, because what they're going to do is they're going to float the balloon of how is she going to handle the Indian thing. They have to ask her about that. They have to ask her about the Cherokee heritage DNA thing.
Oh, and dude, that's such a bad question for her. Did you hear her on that podcast?
No.
Oh, my God. She handles it so poorly. If you look, I even forget the guy's name. I'll look
it up. Was it the black dude? Was it this the?
Yeah. Where she's, well, that's what my family said. That's what my family said. Like, this is the most detailed woman in the race. You look at her policies, it's like boom, 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 boom. But she has no good answer for why she did that. None.
I think that's the morning show. Those guys, for whatever reason, it's like this super urban morning show. Mm-hmm. They might be in D.C. I don't know. But for some reason, they're like the anointed spokespeople for the urban community. I think that's the show where Hillary Clinton said she always had hot sauce in her purse.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. That's where Democrat candidates go to die. It's right? Where they go to pander right? And it bites
them. Oh, did you see? Did you see? I can't wait to see Mayor Pete. Did you see his video yesterday?
No, I did not. What happened?
Apparently, there was an officer-involved shooting of an African-American. I don't know the details, so I'm not going to comment on the shooting itself. But he was confronted by Black Lives Matter protesters, and he blew it.
What did he do?
Basically, he was reading from a piece of paper, which is bad enough, right? Because, I mean, whenever you see him speak, he's fairly eloquent.
Yeah.
I mean, he speaks off the cuff. He uses big words and pretends he's not a leftist when he really is. But he was talking in front of this group and was saying that to the best of his knowledge, no disciplinary action had been taken. And an African-American woman who was holding a sign, she's like, "You're running for president? You're really running for president? And you want Black people to vote for you?" And he said, "No, ma'am, I don't want your vote."
Whoa.
What? Dude, that was the wrong comeback.
It is
like he was so unprepared and not at all off the cuff or spontaneously eloquent like you have seen him on TV.
Well, it's like I imagine his little robot brain just went into overload. Too much data. Can't process. And you freeze up. It's like when Bernie Sanders was given that speech in 2016 and the Black Lives Matter took over the stage and they were shouting it down.
So funny.
And you could just see Bernie Sanders, you know, he locks up and you don't know what to do. And it goes back to, well, it doesn't go back to, but it like, I love this whole Gibson's Bakery, Gibson's ice cream, whatever. I think it's Gibson's in Ohio.
It's a bakery.
In Oberlin College.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude was shoplifting. They bust the guy. Then the students are like, "You only did that because he's Black." And they're like, "No, we did it because he was stealing.
We pled guilty."
Right? But then the college piled on and like, "We're not going to get any of your pastries for our meetings anymore." They almost put this family-owned joint out of business.
Yeah, five generations.
Yeah, the Gibson family sues. And now, what is it, like $33 million? The settlement is like $33 million. And Oberlin's like, we can't afford to pay that. Maybe we should settle. Da, 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 da. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's what you call delicious on every level.
So okay, that's where Pete Buttigieg was.
Like, you're either for law or, you listen. I highly doubt. No, this is here. Like you did the smart thing, Gypsy. You were smart, and you're like, "I'm not going to comment on the shooting. I know nothing about the shooting, so I should watch my mouth." However, there's a certain segment of society that would have you believe that like cops were just running around just shooting people willy nilly. Mm-hmm. There's usually something going on.
There's usually a situation.
Yeah, a situation. We got a situation down.
We got a situation. But like I said, I don't know, but you know, back to the Oberlin College thing, man, We need more verdicts like that when these woke lefty mobs literally descend on a private business and try to ruin it. I hope that I hope the cake baker out in Colorado gets the same thing. I mean, he is literally being harassed by this transgender attorney.
Yeah. He's being sued again. Mm-hmm. Again.
I mean, at this point, I would like to say, do y'all have a tortious interference? law. Because this woman is now literally, she doesn't even want the stuff she's asking for.
She's just making up ceremonies and demanding.
Yeah.
So what if a Martian who was transgender wanted to marry a bear in Siberia on the 4th of July? Would you make a cake for him? No, I wouldn't. I'm suing.
She originally requested one that, like, had Satan on it and, like, actual sex toys. And he was like, no. Do you know what I mean? And then, so I think the suit about that one, the courts threw out because it was just so ridiculous, right? Yeah. And now we're back to another one again, and it's the same freaking lawyer. Stop it. This is why we don't like you. Like, we don't care what you do. You can wear a dress and do whatever you want surgically. I just don't care. But leave other people to live in peace, because I know there's bakeries in Denver that will serve you. Just go to another bakery.
Yes, there's few things. There's few things that are worse than someone who's just looking to sue somebody. You're just in search of a problem, in search of. Mm-hmm. There was a guy when I first moved out to Los Angeles. There was a lawyer, and I use that term loosely, who was just going around to every family-owned business, every little tiny business, and if their handicapped wheelchair ramp was off on its angle by like 1 degree, kadoosh, he would sue them on behalf. Oh yeah. That there was a family owned bowling alley that it was on the news that they finally decided to fight this guy because it was just ridiculous. And then you looked at this they had it on the program, just like this, like hundreds of lawsuits where he would literally just drive around the San Fernando Valley and go, okay, there's a mom and pop hardware store, which I always thought that was weird that he would go for mom and pop. It seemed like the big money would be, you know, go for Lowe's or go.
Yeah, but they're always going to be in compliance.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're not going to catch them very often.
So wait a minute. The Democratic debates are what, Monday and Tuesday? It's a two-night event. It's a special two-parter.
26th and 27th. I thought they were Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, holy smoke. Holy smoke.
I have this machine where you can type things in.
Is it like a phone?
No, it's a computer.
Oh, okay. All right. God bless you for doing that. Okay.
We want everybody to, if we have to watch, everybody else should have to watch too.
Indeed.
Yes, June 26th and 27th.
And these are going to be moderated by Rachel Maddow and Chuck Todd.
Is she on this one?
I believe so.
Or is she on the one on MSNBC? Because this one's on NBC, I think.
I think there's going to be like five or six moderators. I was looking at the list briefly yesterday doing my research. And I'm not expecting any real hardball questions. I would be, if Chris Matthews was asking questions, it might be more intriguing. At least Chris Matthews will pretend to ask a tough question.
Oh, dear God.
I remember in the last presidential campaign, I forget who, it might have been, it wasn't Bernie Sanders, it was someone else, but he asked him, like, hey, can you tell me the difference between a Democrat and a socialist?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah.
And just, it was fun to watch her lock up. Just her just
do
totally.
Do you know they're doing this 12 times?
They're having 12 debates?
In an effort to give most candidates the chance to appear on the debate stage, the Democratic National Committee has scheduled 12 debates in total.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to dominate the airwaves. They want to dominate the airwaves. That's breaking news. That's breaking news. But it explains a lot, because guess who they're not going to be covering? Guess who they're not going to cover? Trump rallies. CNN is already.
CNN, when they shut off the rally after 6 minutes. Oh, I was laughing. Brian Stelter. We don't need to listen to this. Actually, you do, and maybe you should look in the mirror.
It's their ratings are so horrible right now.
I know.
And I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But didn't MSNBC cut away as well?
They may have.
I think they did, and I really think that like they're so. This is exactly this elitist. They really think they're the smartest people in the room.
Oh, totally.
They're like, oh, it's not what Trump was saying. It's the fact that we covered it. Like, listen, it's and this is the other thing that I love to say this out loud. It's not like Donald Trump came wandering into America from the desert like Moses. It's like America was tired of this crap for years and years and years. And finally, someone came along who just had, it seemed to be common sense, and it resonated. And it resonated, and it still does now. Like with this whole Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez detention center concentration camp thing. It's like, listen, we got a problem at the border, you guys. And what I thought was so refreshing, what I really liked about Build the Wall is, okay, we'll build some kind of physical barrier, and then we'll sort everything else out. But let's do this first. Let's stop a bunch of new people from coming in, and then we'll sort out all the illegals that are already here. And here we are again. And here we are again. And it's just madness. So with CNN cutting away, and they're going to give the Democrats a bunch more airtime, it's the big brain elitists in the media who are like, oh, this is how we can win the election. We'll have our people on TV more. And unfortunately, it's CNN.
But nobody's watching.
That is the truth. And that's the other thing that they can't seem to realize. Like, why do they...
Well, I mean, that's why they're going after the Crowders and the Shapiros and the Rogans and those people. Joe Rogan said on a recent interview he was in, he gets 300 million downloads on his content a month.
Wow.
No kidding. People are listening to him all over the world. Who do you think has a bigger reach, Joe Rogan or Brian Stelter?
Wow.
Or CNN as a whole freaking network.
That is, well, I always love it when I personally beat CNN. When I, seriously, I take it as a point of pride. I look at
right.
I looked at their ratings the other day, and I'm like, I did better than that. And it wasn't a fluke. I did better. My stand-up special, you can get it at Amazon. Mm-hmm. You've changed. I did, my ratings, me telling jokes on Comedy Central for an hour, I beat the snot out of CNN. And then me on the History Channel, they didn't even run ads for this. They didn't even run ads for it. My show on the History Channel, American Wiseass, I personally beat CNN. I've done it twice now. I've done it twice. I have a track record.
But that's why they want all these guys deplatformed, and that's why they show up in pictures on the front of the New York Times saying, these people radicalize young men.
Yeah. And then,
you know,
it's very, very scary. And that's another reason, everybody, to go to theloftistparty.com. That's going to be, I'm going to keep adding more content there. I would love to. I got to reach out to Owen Benjamin. I'd love to have more of his videos on there. I'd love to have more like Steven Crowder on there. There's a couple of other if you guys, listeners, if you know funny people on the right, man, woman, talking dog, I don't care. But give me the heads up, because I'll put their videos at theloftistparty.com. It should be a home for all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It should be a home for all that stuff, as well as authors and books. They love to, and they're going to continue to do it. I love how, like, especially like you and I, we have no excuse to not be keenly aware of this and screaming it from the mountaintops. People are just being disappeared still. They're still being disappeared from Facebook, from Twitter, from all that other stuff. And I know you've signed on to Parler. You're doing very well there. I will post on Parler as well. However,
there's something even bigger coming.
Really? Do tell. Mm-hmm. This is the scoop.
I'm on 4 platforms right now, other than Twitter and Facebook.
That's a lot of platforms.
Yeah, but it's a lot of copy and paste, so it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I am on Parler, but that's really just another Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a red Twitter. That's what it is. At least at this point, I'm waiting to see what else they do with it. Minds has been around for a while, but it's got some of the funky folks on there, like Tim Pool, that I like to follow his news channel and stuff like that.
Yeah, Tim does good stuff. I like
Tim
his
does
YouTube
really good
channel.
stuff, and he's getting pretty irritated.
Yeah.
He's a little irritated with what's been going on.
He does get cranky. So what's the big
I
one? What's the new
did
one?
the IDW community, but I am most excited because I mean I can't share it here because it's not mine to share, but I have seen the future plans for a platform called Clout Hub.
Okay.
And that's like next generation stuff.
Wow.
It's not going to be Facebook. It's not going to be Twitter. It's going to be, it could easily replace both of those.
Yeah.
Plus Yelp and some other things. So, yeah.
I met a dude. This is too funny. I totally forgot about this till just now. At Politicon last summer, I met this guy who was. I've got his card laying around here somewhere. I should really organize my desk. But supposedly he had some social media platform that was a mix of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter and Instagram. It was going to be awesome and
Ooh,
super
I'm
easy.
pretty sure that we were talking to the same guy
Oh,
because he
yeah?
was a big civic leader in LA. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and
Yeah.
this was a Silicon Valley dude. Hopefully it is him. Hopefully there's still, yeah, because I told him like, hey, dude, give me a heads up when you're in the, you know, the beta testing and all that stuff. I'll help. I'll do whatever I can. Everyone needs all the help they can get, which this is a perfect thing. We're almost 30 minutes in. We're halfway through the show, so this is like a little commercial break, you guys. First of all, a big shout out to all the Patreons. You guys are awesome. We got a couple new Patreons. It's fantastic. And I don't listen. It's $1, it's $2, it's $5. It adds up, you guys. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, and I can't thank you enough. Our the Facebook's going well, all that stuff. The stats are great. So, I'm very excited. My friends at firearmguard.com, they just got their new inventory in. They're going to send me one of these amazing little organic packages that just gets rid of humidity from your gun locker, keeps your ammo dry, keeps your gym bag dry. It's just amazing. I cannot wait to get it. If you go to firearmguard.com, you too can get one. They have a variety of different designs. It comes in this cool little burlap sack. I'm gonna get the Donald Trump one. That's the one that I want. You order, you use the code word MAGA, MAGA. You're going to save, I think, 10, maybe even 20%. I believe it's 10%, but it's awesome. It's a great product, 100% organic. It's going to keep everything you care about nice and dry. You got some old Playboy magazines you're worried about?
Oh,
Firearmguard.com.
jeez.
You know, I had to do something there. I needed some kind of tag on
Some
there.
kind of really important stuff.
Yes, very
Yeah.
important stuff.
Super
Listen,
important.
super de duper important.
That
Hey,
just actually reminds me of my brother.
yeah.
My mother caught him with a centerfold when he was like, I don't know, 9, because there was this family of 7 boys down the street. The youngest was his age. And so my mother took it from him
Yeah.
and said she was going to save it and show it to the woman he was going to marry. And she did.
That's fantastic.
Because my mother is very
That's
literal like that.
fantastic.
Yeah.
So what happened when she showed the centerfold to your brother's bride to be?
She just laughed. She thought it was hysterical.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You can't join my family and not have like a pretty decent sense of humor because we're all very, I know this will shock you, Michael. We're all very sarcastic.
What?
Like literally, my son, when he was 7, he was like, sarcasm is usually something kids start to put together around like 6th grade, early junior high.
Yeah.
My son was on it between 7 and 8, and he was so, he had the sarcasm down, and like the other kids like had no idea what he was saying, and he got into so much trouble.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
That's hilarious.
like the whole family is that way, so
His sarcasm bloomed early, and he was just over everybody's head.
yeah,
That's
pretty
hilarious.
much. Yeah, and it's still that way. I mean, like if you heard me and my 2 kids discussing things on an average Friday evening, you would think we hated each other. And
That's
it's
great.
just that sarcastic.
It's just dripping with sarcasm.
Oh, we pick on
Okay.
each other all the time.
I think we covered the Democratic debates. I'm expecting softball questions and a giveaway. Nothing's gonna pop out of those. I feel like we spent enough time on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Like her, this whole, listen, I waited as long as I could to chime in on the whole, it's a detention center, it's a concentration camp, it's a detention center, it's a concentration camp. My thoughts are at theloftistparty.com and on the Loftist Party YouTube channel. It's ridiculous and stupid and all those wonderful things.
But I'm not even mad at her for that anymore. She went for extra stupid today.
What's the latest?
The latest is she's telling people how to avoid ICE.
Oh.
And encouraging people to take illegal immigrants into their homes. And basically, what nobody seems to be saying on the left-hand side of the aisle is everyone who was part of this wave of deportations already has a final deportation order and has never left.
Well, this is a great subject for us because I'm looking at my notes. I'm looking at my notes and I have Iran and I have ICE here. So this is great. This is wonderful. A lot of pushback. This is just Trump can do nothing right in the eyes of the mainstream media. And I know a lot of people on the right are mad at him about the about postponing the ICE deportations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to chime in with my two cents and you'll chime in with your two cents. I think he made it's crazy that this guy's not a politician. It's insane because I think it's such a smart move. It's such a smart move to go, I'm going to deport all these people. They've all had their hearings. They've all been found guilty. I'm upholding the rule of law. I'm going to deport them. I'm going to start doing this on Saturday. And then it comes around and then he goes, you know what? The Democrats are very upset. The Democrats are very upset. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give them 2 weeks for the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress to come together and find a solution. If they can't find a solution, then I'll deport these people. But I thought he brilliantly and just intuitively just put the ball in their court. He's wrapped himself up in a big giant blanket of it's not my fault. I did everything I could to slow it down. I think it's a great decision. And you, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think now, obviously, immigration was kind of the centerpiece of his campaign, right? And so a lot of immigration hawks have been watching, and we haven't really gotten what we wanted. So I understand why people in his diehard base are a little like, yo, what? I think what this does is show moderates and independents, hey, I'm trying to work with these people. You all know we have a crisis at the border. So I think, I mean, it's no different than when he went out at the shutdown and did his final deal, which they didn't accept. He could not have sounded more reasonable. And if you tested the elements of his plan, somewhere between 60 and 67% agreed with all of it.
Yeah.
Of voters. So, I mean, I think this like hammer drop, and then, okay, let's talk. And then, but I mean, at this point, if the Democrats are insisting on taking care of DACA at the same time, if they are insisting on releasing more people, if I don't have money, agents, Flores doesn't get fixed, and people don't have to apply for asylum in their home country or the first safe country they get to, I don't even want to hear about it.
Yes.
Like you need to get what Lindsey Graham proposed passed. If you can't do that, just start deporting people because I don't want to hear about compromises with these people anymore. I really don't.
And build the wall. The wall.
I'd be happy if they built and replaced what Customs Border Patrol says they need.
Yes.
That would be a win for me. Like, why? And the thing that drives me the craziest in this whole thing, other than the Secretary of Health and Human Services, except in this case, he's actually a long-term employee, the acting one. Like, everybody down on the border and everybody in these detention centers, they're the same people doing the same freaking job as they did under Obama. It's not like the president comes in and cleans out every agency and rehires people, you know, that agree with him. These are the same people doing the same jobs in the same facilities.
And they were putting up these stats this morning on Fox News. that Obama deported a boatload more people than Trump did. It's like to the tune of like 100,000 more. It
Oh,
was a pretty
you
big
should go.
number.
I saw an interview with Levin this morning. He reminded everybody about Eisenhower.
Oh, yeah. Dwight
Who was
Eisenhower.
considered in the eyes of history a moderate Republican?
Yeah, how many people did he deport?
A
How
million?
many? Yeah, that was it was a big one. There's it's funny. It's like these people who overreact to all this stuff on social media and Facebook. And this just seems like it's intuitive for me. Like I dig that we're a nation of immigrants, but you just at some point you need to take a little break and people need to assimilate and people need to like America is a giant melting pot. You got to give it a chance to melt. And when
Yeah, I
don't
know,
we
but
just have
this is so much more craven than that at this point. This is so cravenly political
Oh, it's we
that
were talking about it last week that they're just choosing politics over the lives of Americans. It's
this is
disgusting.
it's literally to preserve their districts in after the 2020 census.
Yes.
Now, I think
And
it's hysterical because City of Atlanta is not taking any of these people. They're shoving them all into exurbs like mine. So they're putting a bunch of people in really red districts in Georgia.
well, that's then it's just it's like Johnny Appleseed, right? Then you just wait, and it might not happen in this cycle or the next cycle, but by the third cycle, that that red district will become purple, and then purple will become blue. It's literally a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. If you don't, at least I'm not talking about turning off the faucet, but you got to slow it down to a drip, because we've seen how quickly logic and reason gets thrown out the window, and people like you and I are like we're scratching our heads and we're telling jokes and we're trying to laugh about it and be smart, but you're like they're still hanging on to Russian collusion. They're still hanging on to that. They're still
Well,
hanging
they're
on to that.
just, I actually finally did it. I actually tweeted at Ronna McDaniel and Senator David Perdue, and I said, look, I'm a college-educated suburban woman who is an independent who did not vote for Donald Trump in 2016 and will in 20, and I can explain exactly why.
Yeah.
I'm the person you need out talking to people. It's not, and this is not to take apart any of these people, but it's not Dr. Gina. It's not the big Trump supporters. Because all the people who were like me in 2016 are going to look at that and be very skeptical, right?
Yes.
I can literally go to the front of the room and say, here's why.
Yeah,
I
here's
feel
when I made the
safer.
switch.
I feel a lot safer with Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State than I ever did with John Kerry.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
I feel a lot better with Bill Barr running the Justice Department than I ever did with Loretta Lynch.
Ain't that the truth?
It's not just about Trump. It is about the cabinet that he selects. Okay, not all of them are perfect, but there's been some good ones. I do miss Mad Dog, I have to admit.
Mad Dog, man. I love
Oh
it.
my
I
God,
miss
if
his
you had
quotes.
Pompeo and Mad Dog, that would be awesome.
It would be awesome. So this is a great segue into the whole Iran thing, which again, like people are mad about Trump's decision not to go screaming and bombing the snot out of Iran. I thought that was another great move. That was another great move. Like,
We did a big
okay.
cyber attack instead.
Well, listen, just at the face value of okay, you blew up a drone. You blew up a drone. It was very expensive, but there wasn't anybody on board. And then if we do a launch against you, I ask my people how many are gonna die. They're like 150. So I'm like,
It's
okay,
not.
let's take a break. It's and like it goes back to remember the Alamo and Pearl Harbor. America is we're always better when we counterpunch. We're always better when we counterpunch. So I love it that he kind of like took the high road and goes, Matt, you know what? I'll give you one more chance. I'll give you one more chance. Then we mean business. I tell you that just the instincts on this dude are very good.
Well,
I
he's not.
totally
I
agree
mean,
with
what
that.
they try to paint him as a warmonger, and he's just not.
It's fantastic, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
he's just not. Now, I mean, he's pretty hard on the economics, and I'm with him on the China thing. I think China is dangerous. I don't like tariffs as a general rule,
Yeah.
but That economy, I mean, they are literally spying on their people to the point they're on a social credit system and it could keep you off a plane, make you unemployed. I mean, it's just, it's Orwellian.
Check this out. This is just a sidebar on China. So the other night, have you ever heard of the show called Top Gear? It's a BBC show. They did 14 seasons, these three British dudes, and they compare and contrast cars and they drive them around in different countries and they have little adventures. And it's a fun show. 14 seasons they did. And my oldest is into it because he's driving now and the whole nine. So we watched an episode the other night and they were in China. They were and maybe they got access to film all this stuff because it was a BBC show and not like, but there's cities over there I had never heard of before in my life.
No, my sister went over about 10 years ago. She had a blast.
Holy moly. Holy moly. They went to this one city. I'm not even kidding you. It was like 40 or million people lived in this city, and just skyscrapers just getting built like crazy and all these roadways. They're building something like 9,000 miles of new highway a year. And they're
people employed.
Oh my goodness, it was amazing. But the guys from Top Gear, they're driving around. They were trying to sell used cars in China because like new cars are so expensive. So that was their little shtick. But talking about spying on the citizens, every so often on the roadway, and especially as you get closer to the cities, these strobe lights would go off. It was incredibly unsafe. These guys are trying to drive in the dark through the rain. These strobe lights are going off. And that is one, you know, to check your registration on your vehicle, because that's practically impossible to get. And two, to make sure that you're wearing your seatbelt. And three, to make sure that you're not involved in any like adult activities with your passenger. Because, and it's just like, it's Orwellian. It's completely 1984. And it was just at the peril of the citizens. These strobe lights are going off all over the freeway, taking pictures, making sure that you, are you wearing your seatbelt? Does someone have the hands in your lap? Are you driving? Just these random checks. It was really terrifying. And then just to see how big that place is, just how big and how much they're building and how successful. Boy, we got to deal with China today. We got to deal with China today.
I don't disagree.
No.
We also need to figure out sustainable and environmentally friendly ways to recycle phones and computers and all the things that have rare metals in it, because China has about 90% of those, and we kind of need them.
Yeah, that's another very, very, very good point. They have China. That's a big old country. That's a big old country, and they are growing by leaps and bounds. However, that whole, you spit on the sidewalk and you lose, you know, social points, and then you're not allowed to travel, all that stuff. It's crazy. It's already here. It's already here. I found myself, like yesterday, I was going to do my video about, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and detention centers, and it's like already I'm pulling punches. I'm like, I'm not going to do that joke because I know that will get me demonetized. I'm not going to do that. I can't go for this angle because I know it'll get me in trouble with the YouTube censors. And that's just not a good way to live. So just now, it's the threat of censorship is censorship, and it ain't good.
Well, people are self-censoring.
Yeah, that's I just did it. And then immediately, because the title of the video is like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and detention centers, what the heck? I think detention centers probably tripped some alarm. Instantly demonetized. Instantly. There's no way. They didn't even have time to look at it. It had been literally up for like 60 seconds. And I got the... So then I got to go through the hoops. Okay. Could you manually review the thing and make sure it's okay? It's crazy. There's just certain words. Trump, if you use the word Trump, instantly demonetized. Evidently, detention center is another one that gets you demonetized. Sex is another one. My when I was making fun of Alyssa Milano, wants a sex strike, instantly. Not suitable. Not suitable for all of our advertisers. It's weird. So we're already self-censoring. I self-censor on Facebook all the time, and Not so much at the loftusparty.com. I have to constantly remind myself that that is
safe space.
That's my palette. That's my palette. I can do whatever I want. I don't want to freak people out or turn them off or anything. There were so many. Oh my gosh. Talk about taking the high road. Yesterday, June 22nd was national. I'm not even kidding you. It was a great confluence of events. It was National Selfie Day, and it was also National No Panty Day.
I don't get that at all.
Oh, I don't, listen, I don't even know who started No Panty Day. And I think it might have actually started as like No Pants Day. And it was probably, I think it has its roots in like, don't go to work, enjoy, stay at home and relax. Don't put on your pants. And then, of course, some pervert instantly turned it into No Panty Day. But there was a part of me like, oh, you could have a lot of fun with National Selfie Day and No Panty Day. I'm like, no, just gonna leave that one on the table. There's no reason to poke the bear on that one.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So a couple things in the world of show business. This is of note. I still have a beef with Marvel. And they're re-releasing the latest Avengers movie. What was the last one called? Endgame?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're re-releasing it. You know why?
Why?
They want the record. They want to beat the record. Right now, as well as that movie did, it still didn't beat Avatar. They're short by about $47 million. So they're going to re-release it. So that to me just seems... I don't like that kind
cheesy.
Of stuff. It really does. It's like Hank Aaron versus Babe Ruth in the home run thing. You know, it's like, listen, if you just put somebody in there as a, oh, we're just, the only reason he's continuing to play is because eventually he'll keep hitting home runs and beat Babe. It has to be in the same amount of games. It has to be in the same time frame. Now, maybe I'm talking out of my bahunkus here because maybe there's a very good chance that Avatar was in the theaters a lot longer than Avengers Endgame. But here's the other interesting thing, and this actually gives me hope. I guess there is a scene in the movie, and after the credits, this is not going to be like a director's cut version of it, but there will be some additional scenes after the credits where they've got Tony Stark's daughter, who has kind of grown up. She's now like a teenager. And she goes to the planet where they found the Soul Stone, where people are kind of like in limbo. And guess who she meets there?
I don't know.
Tony Stark. They actually filmed the scene. So
wow.
Keep hope. Yeah. I think they made a huge mistake by killing Tony Stark. Huge mistake. And all that. The only reason they killed Downey Jr.'s character was to manipulate the audience. They're like, we want you to cry at the end, so we will do this. So it was nice to know that there is the chance, and they're going to establish it. They're going to establish it that Robert Downey Jr.'s character of Tony Stark is still alive, and he's on the Soul Stone planet, and he's trapped in some kind of weird limbo. So I think that's kind of cool. You could actually have him come back. I don't know what they're going to do. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm not excited for anything in the Marvel universe. Nothing excites me.
No, it sounds like it's just all going to be SJW from here out. I'll probably go see the Spider-Man one because it looks cute.
Yeah.
And I've liked the two prior to this, but
I like that Tom Holland kid.
Yeah, he's a good kid. But I don't like. I'm so over Marvel and Disney at this point. After we're not going to film in Georgia anymore, really? Then I'm not going to go to your movies.
Yeah, like why?
Like
why
guys,
do I
this
line
is what
up to get
federalism is. Leave us alone.
Yeah,
you know? It just irks me.
Yeah, and like, and when your movies are preachy, like I don't feel like I'm not gonna line up to hand you my money so I can learn that I'm a bad person and that I don't. It's
yeah, right.
It's nuts.
I'm not going to pay you to be abused for 3 hours. That's just not going to happen.
It's completely nuts. I've been looking at some older movies to see how they hold up. I watched Rocky recently. That holds up really well.
You know what I've been doing? I've been watching old comedy clips.
Oh, really?
I've been doing that, and all of a sudden, I was in a conversation with somebody in a messaging app or whatever, and something just made me think of, oh, I know what it was. Somebody got their account locked out for retweeting somebody calling them something like 5 years ago. So the trolls are out there trying to get you in trouble.
Oh
Right?
boy. Oh
So,
boy.
and all I could think of, like one of my favorite, my favorite Robin Williams movie, Good Morning Vietnam.
That was a fun one. He needed that one. He needed that one bad.
I loved that movie.
Yeah, it was good. It was the first time he really got to show off the thing that he did, that which was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, he had an emotional range in that movie too. He wasn't just a
Yeah.
funny guy.
Oh yeah, it was
Yeah.
great. I mean, he was a fine actor, but like
It was.
being able to go in and out of characters, that and Aladdin were like his two big,
Yeah.
I think
No,
showcased.
and the only reason I recalled it was because I couldn't I will hear this quote. And the Mississippi broke through a protective dike today. What's a protective dike? Is that a large woman standing near the river going, "Don't go in here or there"? I mean, that just cracks me up when I was 16, and it still cracks me up when I watch it to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, he was I regret that I never got the chance to meet him. I don't regret that I never got the chance to work with him. And I feel I don't want to rip the guy down. I
One
really
of his
don't.
last stand-ups just cracked me up too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he goes into this whole thing about golf.
Oh, and that's how they invented golf.
And that's how they invented golf.
Yeah.
Oh, so he goes through one hole and it's all really all over the place. And then he gets in, so the ball goes in the hole and he goes, "So I'm done? No, you're gonna do it 17 more times."
Yeah,
Yeah.
and this is horrible for me to say, but as a stand-up, I have to wonder about that joke. It's so well crafted. I'm like, was that really yours, Robin? Was that really yours?
Hey, it made me laugh.
Oh, it made me laugh too. That's
Yeah.
the horrible. That's the catch 22 of it all. You find yourself like, man, when I was a kid. And I think I had his album, Reality, What a Concept, like his very first one. And then there was another album that he did a famous bit where he was he would do Elmer Fudd singing heavy metal songs. And it was just hilarious. It was just
Right.
hilarious. And then years later, I was doing stand up at the Ice House. And this is horrible. I can't even remember the guy's name. I want to say it's Mark McClune. Mark, oh my gosh, I feel horrible. It was his bit. It was his bit. He was a guitar act, really nice guy, really nice guy. And he was telling me the story, after the show that he was in San Francisco. That's where he's from. And he had this closing bit. And Robin's like, I gotta take that, dude. And he's like, Robin, that's literally my closer. That's the end of my show. You can't. You cannot. And Robin's like, I'm really sorry. I gotta do it. I gotta do it. There's so much funny there. And just apologized and just started doing it. And just started doing it. And now, and this is horrible, that dude works at Lowe's Hardware.
Wow.
Ouch. Yeah. Yeah.
Stand up is like cutthroat.
It is. It is. And it's like too funny. But like we were talking about, Joe Rogan and his reach earlier. I met Joe years ago down at the Melrose Improv right after he went toe to toe with Carlos Mencia, which that's another one that you guys need to see. That's a great YouTube video. It's captured live. It's captured live. And it was just one of the greatest things ever because Carlos Mencia was making a very, very, very good living. He's still out there, by the way. He's still out there. You can still go see Carlos Mencia tell jokes. I don't know whose jokes he's going to do. And literally, a manager of a comedy club told me that. Because I was at a comedy club. Next week, Carlos Mencia was going to be there. I'm like, wow, how's Carlos doing? Because it was always rumored he would go very, very, very long. He would go like do 2 hour, these huge epic shows. And the manager's like, oh, yeah, Carlos is here next week. I don't know whose act he's going to do, but we're selling a lot of tickets. Like and that's the horrible thing. When the people who run the industry, they know they're buying stolen property, but they don't care because they're in the business of putting butts in seats and all that good stuff. So when Joe Rogan, it was at the Comedy Store, He had had enough. Carlos Mencia had stolen from everybody. He stole from Cosby. He stole from other comics. He stole from everybody. He stole from George Lopez. And boy, Rogan calls him out, and it is the audience is booing Joe Rogan because they love Carlos Mencia. And then Carlos Mencia comes on stage, and Joe Rogan's like, "You lie about everything. You stole this bit. You stole that bit." And Carlos Mencia's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And then finally, "Your name isn't even Carlos. It's Ned. Your name is Ned."
You know what? If Joe Rogan was yelling at me, I mean, that's a big guy.
Oh, yeah. I would not.
Like, with all the tats and the bald head, if he was seriously pissed at me, I don't know that I'd be like, "Okay, dude. Well, okay."
You're in the comedy store. You're in the main room, so it's not like he's gonna like throw down at you. But yeah, with his MMA skills, it would be dicey. But
I heard he's doing a 1 hour special, working on it. He's going back into the clubs.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Oh, yeah. He's down at the Melrose Room all the time. He's at the Ice House in Pasadena all the time, and it's too funny. And this is the great. These club owners, and you know, they've got a business that they're running, and they're like, "Yeah." And Carlos Mencia is still out there. He's still telling his jokes. In the meantime,
he's still telling somebody's jokes.
Somebody's right. And in the meantime, I'm out there with my friends Brian Hayner and Reno Collier. I got to get them on the show. I know we were talking about, and I owe an apology to Watch This Girl. It's just I got the last minute booking on Fox and Friends, so I just didn't organize a guest for this week. But I want to have more guests. But Brian Hayner and Reno Collier and myself were going out and telling these jokes. And you have these clubs going, right-wing comedy. I don't know. It's like, okay, so you can have somebody comes in, they steal other people's jokes, and, you know, you have no problem with it. But the idea of comedy that leans to the right, that makes fun of, socialism and communism and big government. Ooh, that's, I don't know. Well, maybe in September. Maybe we could have you. I don't know. It's just, we live, they're crazy times. They're crazy times. And listen, I got in the plug this morning. The shows, if you're listening in the Florida area, if you're listening down in Florida, July 10th and July 11th. July 10th is Orlando, the Orlando Improv. July 11th is the Tampa Improv, and that is MAGA country. Tell everyone, come on out and see the show. Yeah, I cannot wait. I wanted to have Reno on. Hopefully he can do next week. Reno is so funny. We still need to have Brian Hayner on. He can't talk about the project he's working on yet, but Hayner's hilarious. Very, very dry. It's night and day. It's night and day. Like, Reno Collier is just like this good old hillbilly, funny, just hot. He just entertains me. Just fun to talk to. And then Hayner, so dry, just like makes me laugh. It's a really, really, really good show. That's the other thing. It's like insanely frustrating about this whole thing. Take away the politics. Like, if we didn't say a word about politics, this is an insanely great show.
Right.
And then you throw in the politics and it's like, holy crap, we have got the tiger by the tail, lightning in a bottle. I'm so happy with these stand-up shows. Nashville was amazing. Huntsville, even though they wouldn't let us on the radio. What are you talking about with your hate speech? It's unreal. Okay, it was a fun show. We covered a lot. I'll say this before we go. I watched Terminator last night, the original Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Talk about a movie that does not hold up well. Oh boy, it does not. It's God bless him. James Cameron's a big movie, but I forgot about the soundtrack. The soundtrack is just horrible. It's all like, it's like Stranger Things. It's like Stranger Things, which is coming back soon. We'll have to talk about that. So you guys, enjoy the rest of your week. Make sure you go to loftusparty.com. Sign up for everything. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you like the Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram. All of it. We are beating the algorithm, and we're doing it because of you guys. To our Patreons, thank you so much. And if you have something in your house that you would like to keep dry, make sure you go to firearmguard.com. get the little organic dehydrate. I don't even know how to describe it. I'm going to have to do a better job at pitching this thing. Get one of these things. You'll be happy that you did. Make sure you use the promo code MAGA and save yourself some money. FirearmGuard.com. You're all wonderful, and I hope you all participated in No Panty Day. I'll see you next week.